Hey, what's up, guys? It's Joseph Anderson, and welcome to the Happy and Single podcast. And this is episode 199. If it's your first time here, then I'm so glad you joined us. Thank you so much. And this podcast is essentially about how to just love and enjoy your life, living your path, instead of giving too much credit to what everyone else is saying. Now, this episode is called, what if you listen less to the noise in your head? Now, for me personally, like, I've always been somebody that really, really tries the best they can to listen to what God is trying to say to him. You know, however, there's a lot of stuff that comes through my head that is just noise. It's just background noise, and there's plenty of times that I just want it to go away. I just want it to go away, and I want to have my mind totally empty, free, and clear, and so that I can focus on whatever God wants me to do. Now, there are places that my mind clears up more than others. One is the temple, as I've mentioned many times on these podcasts. And other times are just, sometimes it happens. I mean, I can't necessarily, actually, when I'm engaged in a project, or when I have a lot on, like when I've got a lot of stuff to get done, it's just, all right, let's show up, let's get done what we can. Kind of like today, like I'm recording this episode, it's, you know, 7:30 at night, and I'm leaving for the airport in about 12 hours to go on a trip to go to an amazing coaching training over in LA. And so, like, today it's just, okay, cool, let's show up and let's see what shows up. So what do I want you guys to get out of today? I want you guys to understand that all the noise in your head is not helpful. And also, there's not much you can do about it. I know that sounds very promising, right? But truly, like, the less, like, I think sometimes I use the noise in my head to second guess myself, you know, and, you know, if it sounds kind of like one of these, like, should you be doing this? Is it okay? Are you on the right path? Is this the right thing to do? What's the right way to do this? And is this what God wants me to do? Those can be all of just that noise in my head, you know, stopping me and freezing me and preventing me from going out and doing a great work. You know, sometimes when we have so much time and energy, not energy, so much time on our hands and so much just empty space in our lives, like, there's this law that I've been learning more about, that there's this, how nature hates a vacuum. It's going to fill it up. If there's a lot of just emptiness in your head, that vacuum law is essentially going to start filling it up. Now, what if you didn't pay so much attention to all the noise in your head? What would be possible in your life? Well, I look at it for me. What would be possible? Instead of listening to all the noise in my head, I would sit sometimes and make a legit decision. It's like, okay, I have this financial target that I want to meet. Okay, well, how does God want me to get there? Now, there's a great story told in the Book of Mormon. And, you know, you guys have probably heard me talk about that on many other things, but it's a book similar to the Bible. And in there, in a book called Ether, I think it's roughly in the second or third chapter, there's a man known as the brother of Jared. And he goes, they've created these barges to travel across the ocean. And he goes to God and says, hey, here's the deal. We're going to be in these barges and there's not going to be any light. What do we do? And God comes back to him and says, here's the deal. You figure it out. And you can't have windows, obviously, if there's a barge. And you can't have windows because the sea is going to thrash them. And this was many, many years ago, guys. We're talking like 2000 or something BC. This is a long time ago. And so they can't have windows and you can't have fire. Other than that, you go and you figure it out. And I am so guilty so often of going, instead of me going to Heavenly Father and saying, hey, you know what, let's counsel about this. I'm usually almost in the mode of, what do I do? What do I do? What do I do? That's not a helpful mode. A helpful mode is to use this great gift of my creativity and my human imagination and this gift of thought that the Lord has given me and say, well, we got this idea. We got this idea. And sometimes he'll take those and he'll be like, nah, not that, but here's the answer. Like, I remember I was writing my book one time and there was a particular transition I was looking towards and I couldn't figure it out. And I went to Heavenly Father and just kind of counseled with him as I was just sitting at my computer. And I said, well, we could try this. We could try this. He said, Joseph, just do this. And I did it and it totally worked. And at first I said, no, that won't work. But it did. It really did. And so, guys, I want you to understand and know that all the noise in your helpful is not necessarily helpful. Sorry. All the noise in your head is not necessarily helpful, and it doesn't serve you. Like, I really do. I think sometimes we just want this really, really clear head. It's like, no, sorry, that's not the way it works. In this life, we've got lots of thoughts and all kinds of, you know, crazy leprechaun thinking running and roaming through our heads. That's just the way it is. And the sooner we get on board with that, the sooner we say, well, apparently this is the way it is, so I might as well get on board with that because it's not changing. Like, there's nothing that's ever going to make all that noise in my head permanently go away. And it's not the right battle. I mean, one of my mentors once said, if you're going to fight every battle in your head, you're going to have to quit your day job. And I'd even add, not even just your day job, you're going to have to quit your entire life because you keep trying to figure it out, figure it out, figure it out. Stop trying to figure everything out. Live a life that you love and just go do what you want to do. So yeah, whatever you feel guided and inspired to do today, go do that. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. If you liked what you heard, go ahead and subscribe to the podcast so you can easily find your way back. And go ahead and share about it with all your friends and other people you come in contact with that are just kind of feeling a bit down and, you know, or just wanting more happiness in their life. Also, I know plenty of you out there listening are like, oh my goodness, I would love to experience coaching, but Joseph, I just can't afford it. Well, if that happens to be you, at 11 a.m. on the second Monday of each month, I generally host an Ask Me Anything call. You can come on and receive one-on-one coaching. It's a group format, so there might be other people in the room as well, but it's first come, first serve, and I will literally coach you on whatever it is that you're struggling with that you want to see, that, you know, that you want to see happen in your life, but you're just not seeing happen. You know, and also, if you happen to be one of those that prefers a more one-on-one coaching experience, that's what I've done now for 20 years. So if you want a one-on-one coaching experience, then go to josephanderson.co. And in the very first box on the left-hand side, there'll be a form that says apply to work with me. So click there. It'll take you to a form, fill out the form, and then we can get in touch. And once again, guys, thank you so much for listening to the podcast, and you guys have an awesome day.